we moved into, the family moved into Fintown about 4 or 5 months before I was born in 1939. And my father said they were only going to stay there a little while. Well, they were there 18 years until he died of a heart attack. And my mother used the insurance to buy a mom and pop grocery on West Park. But the last 3 months before I was born, my mother had double pneumonia and wartime flu and was in the hospital. And three times they told my father to get anyone who wanted to see her alive to the hospital. She'd be dead by morning. Mm. And they were going to C-section me, but they figured I'd be stillborn. They invented the sulfa drug right then, and that saved her life. And miraculously, I was supposed to be born on August 18th, and my mother, tough as nails, I was born on August 18th. But I survived, and the doctors told my mother I would either be blind, deaf, mentally retarded, certainly, you know, the trauma of the last 3 months, there was no way I could be a normal child. My mother said she didn't relax until I was in the third grade. Yeah. My father said, we were really worried about you when you were little because you didn't talk. You didn't talk until you were a little over 2 years old. But he says, once you opened your mouth and started to talk, no one's figured out how to shut you up since.